This is probably the best sit sock we've ever had.
I think it might actually be the worst. We don't have a consensus on that, so we're going to go with what I said.
Of course.
Thanks for that, then.
Let's just rotate this teensy bit. There we go.
Whoa. Are we back? Are we on?
Yeah, we're back. I think.
I was watching.
I'm just reversing without looking. That's probably bad.
And I farted, and I, like, started walking faster.
Nice.
And I was like, whoa.
Did you just, like, give yourself a little jet propulsion?
I have a weird amount of gas in my body today, and okay. It's, like, seeping into a bunch of different joints and stuff.
Let's go eat burritos.
Yeah. Happy post-Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, anything's post-Valentine's Day, technically.
Happy National Emergency Day?
Well, I mean, depends on when this comes out.
No, it is National Emergency Day today.
Oh, okay.
We got to get that wall built, so there's a national emergency now. Did you hear about that?
I heard that he threatened to do that. I don't know, did he actually do it?
Yeah, it happened today.
Oh, great.
There's a national emergency to bypass Congress so we can get a wall built.
Yeah, we probably should never have given people to do that, because all the other ones were to bomb shit in the Middle East, and then now walls. It's like, guys, maybe we shouldn't have given this thing. National emergency powers never really go well, historically.
We need to order the White House a pizza. National emergency.
I mean, everyone freaks out about it because that's how you get a Caesar. But
you want ants? This is how you get ants.
But all the ones that have been used in the U.S. were just for dumb shit like this. It's like, ugh.
Amy, thoughts? Oh, I'm Kyle, by the way.
Kendrick.
Who are you? There's an Amy in the back. Do you approve of national emergencies, Amy?
No.
Why not? We needed to make a big deal.
To what end?
It's such a stupid thing to have in a system, and it's being abused again.
I feel like that's kind of what I felt like. I guess we don't have to get too political. I just thought it was funny that we actually are in a national emergency right now to do something
like
that.
Well, we're on 32 of them now.
Yeah, well, this again.
Yeah.
And it's like I feel like sometimes presidents just do stuff because they can, and they're like, remember that time I was a president and I got to do a national emergency?
That's also, well, he's already done two.
Oh, really?
Done two. Obama did like 15 of them or 20 of them. Like, this is not an uncommon problem. That's my issue.
I didn't know that.
No, yeah. We're in 31 of them are currently active. Every year they vote to continue the previous ones.
We're recording a podcast,
Amy.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Sorry, you said you wanted to be part of this, and we...
Your behavior is not showing that.
Yeah. Behavior.
Your behavior doesn't allow freedom of expression within podcast bounds.
Damn it.
So...
I don't recall agreeing to that.
Oh, shit.
I don't recall you saying it couldn't happen.
The sovereign...
It can't happen.
And I'm saying that it can.
The sovereign nation of Sith.
Well, we don't have a consensus around this, but you're going to have to stop.
I disagree.
No, you can't. We don't have a consensus.
Do it even more.
We don't have a consensus on you being able to disagree.
National emergency. We need to get Amy off of her phone.
Declaring a national.
I did it.
What you had to do is because I saw this and I saw the kind of like backlash and I was like, there's so many of them and I'm like, what are they? And I went and found the list of currently active ones. It's like sanctions against certain Middle Eastern dudes and North Korea and stuff that we've just been like coasting on for a long time because we never wanted to actually vote. To like have any kind of resolution around invading or attacking or declaring war, so they just do a national emergency and then do what they want, and then it just creates whatever budget they want, I guess, and they just do stuff. And it's like, wait,
it sounds like a committee
government, and you're just sort of doing shit, and that's fine.
It sounds like a committee, but on like a national scale. Like, we need a committee for this, and you're like,
but it's not just that. It's like it's a power grab. It's like it was like one of the most sanctions against. Well, no, committee is what we're supposed to be using with like Congress and shit, right?
Maybe committee is not the right word. It's a special team.
It's not even teams. It's literally just the president says we're doing this, and I get the ability to do whatever I want because it's a national emergency. 1976 is when they came up with the concept of national emergency.
Look, he's our duly elected representative.
You almost said erected.
Duly erection representative. Our due direction.
Anyway,
repository.
Okay. It's a book suppository. Wait, I don't think that's that word.
Mm-hmm. President Trump is a book suppository.
Nope. But anyway,
would he fit inside of a book?
Would a book fit inside of him?
Oh, that kind of direction.
That's a suppository.
I always assumed that the suppository was the going into the thing.
The suppository goes into your butt.
Yeah, but no, in a butt. But the book's butt? This is probably the best sit sock we've ever had.
I think it might actually be the worst. We don't have a consensus on that, so we're going to go with what
and,
I said.
And, of course, when we say that, or when he says that, he's not talking about the Ring episode. He's talking about every other episode.
That doesn't count as an episode, yeah. I don't think.
So what's new, Amy?
You guys moved.
Yeah, we did.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, actually had a podcast since then.
Kendrick's too afraid to drive to our house. He didn't want to help us move. He didn't want to come see it. He doesn't want to, like, be involved in it at
all. It is a Carson house. I will not step foot on it.
Dude, we got a Ring doorbell.
Nice. So if you liked it, you should have put a ring on it. Is that?
We did like it. So nice. Amy's sister got her ring for her birthday, and we put it on the house, or Amy put it on the house.
That's pretty cool.
So she liked it, and she put a ring on it.
How do you like it so far?
Amy, thoughts?
It's pretty neat, but it also goes off at a lot of things that I don't care about, like a jogger or a car going down the road or not packages that I want coming to the door. And so...
Can you configure it at all?
Yeah, and I have it set so it's on the lowest. It's not supposed to pick up a whole bunch of things, but it still kind of does. So I think I'm on the configuration that it tracks the least amount of things, but I could probably play with it more and find out if that's true or not.
I think it's though. Yeah, it's pretty cool, but it also is the intro to every horror movie I've ever had thought I could have happen in my real life.
How do you mean?
Well, I can think of like three right now, right? Where the one that I think of is like, I'm at the doorbell, but Amy, like, so Amy thinks someone's breaking in. I'm at the doorbell, and Amy sees me at the doorbell through the ring, but she sees like something behind me and I can't see it, and then I die. Like, so it's like a spooky ghost.
Okay.
The other one is like a stranger's like purgy kind of scenario where like someone keeps messing with the ring at the front door to distract us from how they're getting into the house. Another one is probably like more like a monster scenario I can think of where like there is something outside and we accidentally let it in by seeing nothing out there and then it kills us.
Interesting.
But
you might
watch
too many of those movies. I'm just going to float this out there as a possibility.
Yeah, it hasn't happened that way yet, but I did. I actually kind of enjoy and simultaneously get a little bit stressed by the things I see there, because Jamie's right. It does kind of go off all the time. And, like, most of the time it's, like, rabbits or someone walking their dog, right?
Yeah.
And as far as I've seen, only other times it's been there is, like, if it'll, like, if you go outside and trigger your own ring, you get a notification for it because it doesn't know that it's you. But yesterday, I got a notification, and I saw, like, a few cop cars outside of the, or, like, in our neighborhood. And because you can see, like, a lot of the area since we're on the edge, like, you can see, like, the street.
That might not be the right way to face it, then, if you don't want noise.
And, well, not the street, but, like, the road curves like this, and it's far enough away from the street that it doesn't trigger, but you can see the street, which is kind of interesting. And there was, like, two cop cars, and they walked into an area across the street. And then, like, they got back in their cars and left, and there was, like, actually, like, three cop cars, and I was like, oh my god, what is happening right now?
Too many cops.
And the other part of it is there's, like, a next door feature. Have you looked at that yet, Amy? Like, the neighbors thing?
Yeah.
What does that do?
So, you can post videos from your ring.
Oh, directly to next door?
I don't know. It's, like, the neighbors share function of Ring. It's, like, its own. Yeah. So, when you have the app, there's, like, a share function.
Oh, okay.
And so it kind of filters through your neighborhood. And there's some stuff there that I was like, damn, dude. This is, like, freaking me out a little bit. There's, like, sketchy people walking up to doors and, like, leaving. There's, like, people scoping. Like, some people are, like, the end of roads, and you can see things happening on the streets.
Yeah.
And, like, some people were, like, scoping cars for stealing them and stuff.
So you just need to put a little gun on it.
That's what I said. That's what I said to him yesterday. And it's, like, turret activated. Present hall pass. I told Amy we need cameras all over the house, and she didn't want to do it.
Speaking of someone with cameras all over his house, it is it's a blessing and a curse sometimes. Like, I have them on the front, but I made my own setup, and it's janky as fuck. And then I found a Wyze was recommended to some of the security guys, and they're garbage. I mean, not garbage, but they're flaky. They're cheap, and they're you can tell.
Okay.
But yeah. It's nice to be able to check in on stuff, but if you have it recording all the time, like Nest is elegantly done because they've seen all this software and made better versions. But I'm using stuff now that, like, records the events. Sometimes the server goes down. Sometimes it runs out of memory, and my trigger that's supposed to disable that or delete stuff doesn't work right. And then all of a sudden, I don't have any recordings when someone was near my house and I wanted to have recordings of them.
Yeah.
But then I got a whole bunch of branch moving in the wind.
Is it motion sensitive?
The one I have is beyond configurable. It is, like, it's motion sensitive, but I can control which rectangles of motion and how much motion is going to vary from frame to frame, or frame over five frames, or this. Like, it is ridiculously configurable, so I haven't configured any of it because it's too much. Right?
Okay.
So I think one of them I pulled down a little bit, but then one of the cameras died and I had to replace it, and it's a mess to maintain it. It's fucking annoying. And that's just the front outside of the house.
Right? I was thinking about getting a Nest because, like, it seems like a cool thing, but we only have a single thermostat in our entire, like, place.
Oh, you mean Nest thermostat?
So, yeah, sorry, Nest thermostat. My bad. Because, like, Nest is, like, the smart home.
Yeah. The Nest thing. The Nest itself is the thermostat, and the Nest other things are the
cameras and doorbells and blah, blah, blah. But yeah. I was reading more about smart thermostats and stuff, and if you're really going to spend a lot of money on them, it's better if you have multiple thermostats in your house, because then you can have, like, room-based temperature controls and things like that.
Well, you need, like, louvers or whatever, the fucking duct closer things to make that sense, because then you, like, lock a room out, and you're like, well, I'm not going to warm
theoretically, if you have multiple thermostats in your house, why would you have multiple thermostats without...
That's what I mean, you have the closers.
Yeah,
so you can have those hooked up to whatever, right?
Yeah.
But if you don't have that, then it's not going to help you. Because then you just have one room that's cold or hot, and then air's going to circulate out of it anyway.
And so I wasn't sure if getting, like, something that expensive would be worth it if we just need to replace our current thermostat. You know, we could get, like, a digital one that can change in Wi-Fi.
I got a Nest.
You have a Nest at your house?
I have a Nest.
Is it, like, the little dial one?
It's the little dial one. Okay. It was free. They gave it to me with the solar.
Oh, this is recent. I was like, I've never seen that shit at your house.
It's been there
before.
For a week.
Have you, like, fucked with it yet?
I've set it up. I set it up to auto-learn.
And you only have one thermostat in your house.
Yes. Okay. But it controls AC and heat. Okay. We haven't tried it with the AC. In fact, it wouldn't let me because it was too cold outside to test it. So it's actually not configured for AC yet.
Did you set it up yourself or did someone else?
I set it all up.
So did you have a C-line? Did you have, like, a common wire that you had to hook up? Or how does it get power?
It gets power through the wiring. I don't know which one's power. It had an instruction. You look at what you have and it has a questionnaire.
Like,
do you have this wire?
Like, on the app or something?
There's an app on the website, and the manual gives you some help. And it says, do you have this wire? Yes. Do you have this wire? Yeah. Do you have this wire? No. And then, okay, we'll plug this to this to this and this to that to this and then do this. And it's like, okay.
Is yours black or white?
It's black on the front with a silver rim.
Okay, yeah, that's the two.
That's the, yeah.
Or the three, sorry.
I think it's the latest one.
Yeah.
But.
That's like a $250 thermostat.
Yeah, well, I just took out a $20,000 loan to pay for my solar, so that's, yeah. Throw some shit my way, right? It's not bad. What's kind of nice is it's got that lens front, so you can see the screen easy from many parts of the room. Mm-hmm. It detects if you're there, so it turns off if you're not, so it's not constantly
lighting
up
the
room.
Have you used the geofencing stuff yet?
I don't know how to turn that on.
Okay.
It knows when we're home because we use our location aware, but I didn't fence it. It just says, oh, you're home. Oh, you're not home.
Okay.
I don't know how it's set up then.
It's just that you haven't configured it.
It just knows that we're within so many feet and it calls it good. The downside is it does. I did set it to switch to eco mode when we're not home, so it'll let it get cold to like 62, and then we come home. The house is kind of cold, but it warms up.
It's a downside.
Quickly. No, it's an economic thing, but it doesn't mean we come home sometimes the house is cold unless I remember to hit the button on the way home saying warm it up when I get home.
Got it.
So sometimes it sucks to come home to a cold house, right? But if you think about it, you can avoid that. And there's a way to do. Oh, I don't know what that guy's doing.
Whatever he wants.
He's doing it. Doing the shit out of it. Are you going? What are we doing? I'm parking here. And then you can be mad at me for sniping your parking spot. But, wow. Okay. So, anyway. It's got some cool smart stuff. One of my most used feature right now is I go up to it and, like, oh, house kind of cold. I'm like, click it up one. Or, oh, house kind of warmed. I think this one, click it down one. And it's recording all that and remembering. So, it starts to just automatically warm and cool the house. I haven't quite got to the automatic bit yet. But the number, I use that feature. The screen can be configured to show different things. Right now it shows the outside temperature and then what the temperature is going to be over the next three time chunks. So it's like 8 hours from now, 12 hours from now, 24 hours from now.
Okay.
So that's kind of handy. And you can tap it and it shows the current temperature in the house, current temperature outside, and the time. So it's kind of nice to have a little clock thing. The other feature I absolutely use it for, because my previous thermostat was really cheap and really shitty is you can click some buttons on it, turn on a fan, or turn on the fan for a timer. So you can say, hey, run the central fan for like a half hour or an hour, because you used to have to go click it on and then remember to click it off.
Yeah, because it was like, because it's either on or auto or something like that.
And so now I can actually say, hey, run the fan for an hour, whether you're heating or not. And that helps because sometimes the air gets a little stale or the dog farts build up. But the house is insulated enough right now and it's warm enough outside where sometimes the air just doesn't circulate for 6 hours and it gets a little stale. I'm like, yeah, rotate that, you know.
We have a humidifier in ours, so I was like wondering how that
I have a humidifier that I have no idea how to fix or turn on.
So it sounds like a Nest is cool. We'll follow up about it in a few weeks and see if it's
cool. It's not world-changing, and I haven't had it long enough to know if it affects my heating bill.
You
know?
Okay.
It might. It sounds like it will, since it lets it get colder.
Yeah.
The other one was I set it up once, and then I never change it. It will definitely not help when it gets hot out and I switch the AC on, because I'll be turning off eco mode for that.
At all concerned about the like implications of it being on your Wi-Fi and people getting onto it? And
I can tell
getting
you,
into
entering
Wi-Fi
my Wi-Fi password, I fucking sniped myself on that one because I had to type in the whole Wi-Fi password. And the way you do it is you rotate the wheel and click, and then rotate the wheel to the next letter, and then click, and then rotate. It was like, well, this is just, I did this to myself.
Amy hates our Wi-Fi right now.
Garbage. They should have a Wi-Fi password that you don't know for your Wi-Fi.
I do know it.
Why do you not?
I picked a password that I had to learn how to spell. And I had to look it up the first few times, and she had to look it up the first few times, and now I know it, and she's mad at me for not knowing it.
So I also have a really whiz-bang router, and I have two Wi-Fi networks. One's less secure, and I use that one. I could have put it on that one, and I almost did, because it's easier to type the password in, and you can't get it to the other machines. It just goes straight to the internet.
Yeah.
So I have that one for like an internet enabled guest-only mode. I just don't tell anyone about it because it's funnier this way. It's also at 2.4 gigahertz only, I think, because I had some compatibility issues with a device, some device. I can't remember what. I think it was a Wyze or something, one of those cameras I said are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
All right, I think we're going to end it today.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, comment, subscribe. Tell us what you think about smart home shit. If you have a Nest, let us know and how it works. And if you have a Ring, tell me how terrified you get when you see shit that's outside.
Yeah. For the record, I'm not worried about getting hacked, because I'm more worried about someone smashing my window with a crowbar, because that actually happens.
So, you know, if you're going to rob Kendrick, don't smash his window with a crowbar, and he won't be prepared for it.
You could totally hack my system and make my house slightly warmer.
Vectors, people. Attack vectors. Surfaces. Attack vector surfaces.
Bye-bye.
Policeman officers.
Please give us some money.